Thank you for downloading this program from the BBC. This program is part of World War One on the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.
The 17th of July. A German Zeppelin strays over the Russian border, and frontier guards open fire. Berlin's nationalist newspapers are in a state of high excitement.
The airship was flying the German flag. The shots fired are an insult to the Empire. Had one Russian bullet hit its target, very serious consequences might have been expected.
Tensions have been high between Russia and Germany for some years, but Europe has found a way out of its crises so far.
There are always clouds in the international sky. And there are clouds even now.
In London, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, David Lloyd George, isn't yet worried about problems overseas.
But we feel confident that common sense, patience, and goodwill will enable us to pull through these difficulties at the present moment.
He's more concerned about threats to peace at home. The Cabinet has been busy all day wondering what to do next over Irish Home Rule. And that's not their only problem. There's talk of Scottish nationalism and rumblings in the increasingly powerful trade union movement.
There is, first of all, the undoubted menace of great industrial trouble. The transport workers and miners are organized to aid each other, 2.5 million men. But this is complicated and darkened by the situation in Ireland. Should there be civil strife in that land, and heaven avert it, in the course of the next few weeks when that industrial trouble I referred to is maturing, the situation will be the gravest with which any government in this country has had to deal for centuries.
In Germany, the government is more concerned about the international scene. With the Kaiser and the Chancellor on their summer holiday, the Foreign Secretary, Gottlieb von Jago, is keeping a close eye on developments in Vienna. Over 10 days ago now, Germany promised to support its ally, the so-called blank check. But the Germans still don't know exactly what Austria-Hungary is planning to do in reaction to the Archduke's assassination. If there is to be war, Germany hopes to keep it strictly local between Austria-Hungary and Serbia. Jago writes to his ambassador in Vienna with a hint of frustration.
For the benefit of the diplomatic handling of this conflict with Serbia, it would not be unimportant to know what the ideas of the Austro-Hungarian statesmen really are. Will Your Excellency kindly endeavor to get some information on this question? It would be useful to us to be informed to a certain extent about where the road is likely to lead us.
The civilians in the government are hoping to avoid a full-scale war, but the military are thinking about Russia. If Germany is going to fight its great neighbor, it has to do it now, while it is still strong enough to win.
Explore World War One on the BBC through our in-depth, interactive online content. Curated by experts and reporters including Ian McMillan, Kate Adey and Frank Gardner, each guide blends documentary, discussion and short films to take you through some of the key issues, from life in the trenches to poetry, propaganda and the role of women. To discover compelling new perspectives on the war that changed everything, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.